if a company is coming out with a new product, they might give away
sample.
Okay. And a sample of a cloth, would you have a different term for that? Just a small piece of cloth?
I don't think
so. Would you have a different term?
Yes, I would. I used to thought I said it wouldn't, I forgot it.
Swatch.
Swatch.
Okay. You might say a boy is handsome, but a girl is pretty. Okay. And she is pretty, but this girl is even
prettier.
And this one is the
prettiest.
Okay. What would you call something that you use in a kitchen to keep from messing up your clothes?
Apron.
And if it's cold outside and you're going out, you might put on a
coat.
And a man's suit that has three pieces, what would you call it?
Vans.
And
coat and pants.
Okay. Would you use any other words for besides pants?
Trousers.
Okay. What would be the difference to you between pants and trousers?
There's no difference to me.
Okay. What about pants that women wear? What would you call them?
Slacks.
Okay. Would you call them pants also?
Well, I've seen, I have been told recently called pants dress.
Okay. Now we're talking about the word bring. You might say, today they will
bring.
Okay. Yesterday they
broke.
And I would think they have
broke.
If you've been trying on clothes, you might say, I tried on that coat yesterday and it whipped me just fine.
It fit me.
Okay. The opposite of an old suit would be a
new suit.
Okay. If my pockets were filled with walnuts, you might say they really what?
Loved.
Okay. Now I'm talking about the word shrink. You might say, I hope that cheap shirt won't
shrink.
I washed one yesterday and it
shrunk.
All the cheap shirts I ever washed have
shrunk.
Would you ever use the term, another term for shrink?
I can't think
of. I was thinking of draw up.
You think I use shrink.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you might say she likes to.
Dress up.
And if a lady spends a lot of time in front of the mirror, you might say she's
pretty.
Okay. What would the difference be to you between dressing up?
Yeah.